I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. You know U.S. presidents get a lot of gifts, right? Well, we want to focus on one of those presents given to President Calvin Coolidge back in 1925. It was a rug woven by Armenian orphans sometime in the 1920s. It was given to Coolidge as a symbol of gratitude for the financial relief the U.S. government offered orphans of the 1915 Armenian genocide. Over the years, a rug wound up in storage at the White House. It was supposed to go on display this December as part of a Smithsonian event, but the White House recently nixed the plan and refused to loan the rug out. I asked Philip Kennicott, the Washington Post's art and architecture critic, to describe it for us.
Well, it's a big rug. It's a room-sized rug. It's a beautiful piece. This is not what you would expect from children weaving. It's a very professional Armenian rug, very colorful. It has on it many images of animals and plants, and there is the sense by people who know what these images suggest that it represents probably the Garden of Eden.
And it was woven by Armenian orphans as an appreciation for U.S. aid. What kind of aid was the U.S. giving to these kids?
After the genocide began in 1915, this became one of those early international events where people were really following. People were horrified by it. It was reported in United States newspapers. And so there was a relief effort that was sponsored by the United States known as the Near East Relief. And they helped get many of the orphans out, and they helped support this orphanage in Gazir, which is a town which is now in Lebanon, that fed and clothed and kept these orphans after they made it out of the Ottoman Empire.
And if the U.S. hadn't come to their aid, what do you think would have happened?
Well, many, many people died, but estimates run between 1 and 1.5 million people for this period of a number of years after 1915. Who knows what would have happened to any individual orphan, but it was an awful series of events, and it's very likely that these children would not have survived.
So then after becoming a gift for then-President Calvin Coolidge, it ends up in storage. Why?
Well, it's given to Coolidge in 1925, and it leaves the White House with Coolidge and sits in Coolidge's home for a number of years. And it stays with the Coolidge family apparently until around the 1970s when it goes into storage. And then in 1983, it's given back to the White House.
And then the latest news is that it's supposed to go on display as part of this event with the Smithsonian in December. The White House cancels. What explanation did they give?
Well, there was hope that it would go on display. It's been sitting in storage for a long time. It was last seen in 1995. And there was an event planned to be held at the Smithsonian. It was meant to be a book launch for a book about the rug by an author named Haggit Martin Duranian. But it was also a rare chance maybe to see the rug for a few hours. And the organizers of the event were working with the White House Curator's Office to get access to the rug. And they got fairly far along in the planning process. People were actually making travel arrangements to come from quite far afield, from the West Coast and from the UK. And then, somewhat surprisingly, the rug was suddenly not going to be available. And that was back in September. And that led to a good deal of frustration and disappointment, especially for the Armenian-American groups that helped organize the event.
Do you know anyone who actually saw it?
Well, there's a picture taken in the 1980s of Senator Carl Levin looking at the rug. The author of the book, Dr. Duranian, has seen the rug. And in 1995, there was an interesting story where a woman had seen a picture of the rug in the White House and recognized it as a rug that her mother had woven when she was an orphan. And so she got access to the rug by calling the Clinton White House.
How is the story about the rug now not going on display connected to the U.S. government's position on the Armenian genocide? I mean, what is the U.S. government's stance on that genocide at this point?
The U.S. government does not want to touch the word genocide, and that's pretty much a perennial political debate that comes back again and again, especially as Armenian-American groups work to have, for instance, congressional resolutions to actually honor and mark the historical fact of the genocide. It's a very delicate situation. As a political candidate and a senator, Obama spoke very eloquently and used the term genocide. But as president, he has fairly scrupulously avoided the word genocide, even though he has issued proclamations that use an Armenian term that means roughly the Great Calamity. The fear is that Turkey, which is resistant, very institutionally resistant to having these events seen as a genocide, would bring great diplomatic pressure to bear on the White House. And Turkey, of course, sits in the middle of a complicated neighborhood with the Arab Spring in the past few years and now the civil war in Syria. So the understanding is, though the White House is not saying this, that very likely the fear was that Turkey would have a negative reaction
to this exhibit if that rug were to be displayed.
That's right.
I got to say, it makes me wonder what else can be found in White House storage. Do you have any idea?
Well, it's interesting you asked that question because in reporting this story, I did call the White House. And apparently that when something is given to the White House by a foreign government and there's any likelihood of it being displayed or talked about or shown to the public, that there is, in fact, a conversation about the political and international implications of it being seen. Now, as for what's in hiding in the White House, I wish I knew. I haven't looked too deeply into that.
Philip Kennicott, art critic at The Washington Post. Thank you very much.
Thank you.